This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to hour two of the broadcast. It is a bestseller. You can get it on Amazon, and it's been on the bestsellers list for some period of time. And it's a fascinating book. It's called The Way of the Strangers, Encounters with the Islamic State. The Way of the Strangers, Encounters with the Islamic State. And our guest, he's never been with us before. I've heard him on a number of programs. He's a Harvard graduate. He also lectures at Yale University and has written some really fascinating articles. In fact, if you want to get to some of his most fascinating articles, just go to his Wikipedia page, and there are links to his, what they call here, his most notable articles. And welcome for the first time to the broadcast, Graham Wood. Good to have you with us, sir. I don't hear Graham.
Hello, hello.
Oh, there we go.
All
hello,
right.
Sir.
Hi,
good
how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
Let me start by asking you, since we like to bring the news into play here, if there is something in the news, do you have any thoughts on this whole immigration ban of Trump? You know, I've looked at it. It's a 120-day ban. It looks like exactly what he said he was going to do, but yet some are saying Hitler, Holocaust, Nazi. I mean, the reaction to this I've never seen before, and it doesn't look like it's nearly what people are trying to make it out to be. Do you have any thoughts about this? Your book is about ISIS. Is Trump's ban, in your view, reasonable, and will it do any good based on all the interviews you've done of these various members of ISIS? Will what Trump's doing actually help us or hurt us?
I'm sorry to say that I don't think the ban is going to do any good. And the reason for that is, as you say, I've been talking to people who are associated with ISIS, who are sympathizers, supporters, people who think that ISIS's project in the Middle East is the greatest thing ever, and who think that killing Americans is a sacrament. And what I found is that overwhelmingly, they are not people coming from Iraq, from Syria, from Libya, from Somalia. They're people who are going to those places. And if you're a Somali or a Sudanese person who's trying to get to the United States, it's because you've been victimized by terrorists rather than because you are one. So I think that by cutting off the flow of refugees, by the way, I'm all in favor of strict vetting of immigrants to the United States. It's very important that people who are victims are saved and sheltered by us. But I think that the people who are going to be hurt by this ban are not terrorists, but those victims themselves. And instead, we need to look at where actual terrorists are found. And sadly, that includes within our own borders rather than in the hordes of people who are trying to get to us.
Yeah, interesting take on that. And I agree, you know, sometimes these policies can be well-meaning, but have unintended consequences. And we'll just have to see, you know, if this is all Trump is going to do. I think this is part of a larger plan, including dealing with immigration issues from, you know, coming from our southern border as well. But one of the things I wanted to start by asking you about, which seems to be the crux of your book and the whole argument about ISIS and what motivates them, there is one faction that says, these people are not real Muslims. They are extremists that are not really part of Islam. And for those that refer to what they're doing as being part of a religious movement, that we're totally missing the point, that these people are not acting because of their faith. They're acting because of some ideology that has nothing to do with their faith. I heard an interesting debate that you were that you engaged in. I believe it was it on NPR or Newsweek, that debate where you were brought on with someone else and what you had to say about that. But can you address that issue? In fairness, are these people, these ISIS members, are they Muslims? Are they practicing the Islamic faith or not?
There was a period, I would say, up until the beginning of 2015, when you would have people say with a straight face that ISIS has nothing to do with Islam. And they'd say that ISIS, if they are related to the religion, it's because they've perverted it, because they've got it all wrong. And especially Muslim voices, but also the president himself, Barack Obama, was saying that the Islamic State has nothing to do with Islam. And I'm glad to say that that position has it's a lonely one nowadays. I think even most Muslims will acknowledge that the Islamic State has something to do with Islam. But they will usually say, I'm glad to have them say this, that the Islamic State has misinterpreted Islam, they've got it all wrong, but they're Muslims. They're Muslims. And that, I think, is undeniably true. You know, Islam is not like, say, Catholicism, where there is a guy right at the top who sort of gets to say from an institutional place, the Pope, this person's Catholic, this person's not. With Islam, it's if you say that there's only one God and the guy who understood God the best is his prophet Muhammad, then you're a Muslim. And that's definitely what the Islamic State's followers believe. So
now some of these people will use the example of like Timothy McVeigh, Oklahoma City, and they'll say, look, he was a Christian, a white Christian. So then if we're going to take the same line of thinking, then all white Christians are potentially, you know, terrorists as well. And we're not being fair in making that comparison. But isn't there a difference in the sense that is it true that the leaders of Islam do not, as you said, institutionally, there is no Pope, but there certainly are mosques and there are imams. There are those that could speak out institutionally. Is it true that institutionally they don't speak out against these people? Because I don't hear it, but maybe they are, and I'm just missing that.
I think most of them actually do. They speak out against ISIS for one clear reason, which is that ISIS wants to kill them. You know, if you're a Muslim who's not on the same page as ISIS, then you're way ahead of Christians and Jews on the hit list of ISIS. So most mainstream scholars definitely would speak out against ISIS, but it's really tough for them to do. And here's why. When ISIS kills non-believers, when it kills apostates, when it enslaves people, it will say, we're doing this because the Prophet Muhammad did it. And they're not wrong. It's true that the Prophet Muhammad was not especially nice to people who lost in battle to him, to their families, to the women who fell under his control. It was a template that is very uncomfortable for Muslims in general to look at in detail when trying to apply it to the modern world. Now, most Muslims, as I say, are opposed to ISIS. They have no interest in reinstituting slavery. But the problem comes when they try to disavow this, because they have to say, if they say slavery is just wrong, that sex slavery is wrong, that beheading people is wrong, then they have to say that the Prophet Muhammad himself did things that are just wrong. And they don't want to say that, because that actually would remove them from their religion. It puts them in a really tough bind.
That is interesting. And let me ask you this question. We can get into this more after our break. We have a 4-minute break coming up. What do they ultimately want? I mean, and that's something I know you get into in your book, but I want to give that payoff pitch early, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it throughout the rest of the show tonight. What is the end game? If they could win, quote unquote, or get their final result, what is it that ISIS wants?
If they win, God forbid, then that will mean the creation of a Muslim state that is essentially an empire. It grows inexorably, goes outward, and it institutes Islamic law in a very strict way that is far more conservative, far more brutal than any other Muslim government would like.
And you join or you die, basically.
Yeah, you got very few choices. And the end game finally is the apocalypse. End of the world, they win, and it's
very, very fascinating book. We're going to get more into this and also talk about what makes somebody give up like a successful business or their college education to go and join ISIS. All that and more with Graham Wood after this. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. The book is The Way of the Strangers, Encounters with the Islamic State, and our guest is Graham Wood. And the book is available on Amazon. It is presently on the bestsellers list. Very, very interesting. Graham, I want to talk about on the jacket of the book and also the description over at Amazon. You give the example of somebody that's making high-end clothing, suits for people like Paul Newman, and they decide they're going to quit that and they're going to join ISIS. And is part of this smacks a little bit of almost like a cult where, you know, you hear stories of people just kind of losing everything. They leave their families. They no longer have contact with their families. They drop out of college. They leave businesses behind and they go off on a pilgrimage. It sounds similar to that. Is it similar to joining a cult? What drags people out of these normal lives into a life of living and helping ISIS?
Yeah, I think it's actually very similar to a cult. Now, if you can imagine something like Jonestown, where 1,000-odd people killed themselves because they thought Jim Jones had the right idea about the nature of the universe, it's a lot like that, except there's 8 million people who are in ISIS territory at its peak. There is, again, one charismatic leader, and they have pretty much given their souls to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. It has a lot in common because they have, again, they think that there is only one way that one can be religiously pure, and that it requires them to give up everything, and that includes careers that they had before, includes lots of opportunity if they're young. The person you mentioned before, who is a tailor who used to make high-end suits in New York City, he's someone who hasn't actually traveled to ISIS territory, but he had skills. He had the opportunity to have a much better life. And yet he's kind of looking over the fence at the greener pastures of the caliphate and is saying that ISIS is the fulfillment of his religion. That was the big mystery that I had when talking to these people, was to find why is it that someone who has something better he can do with his time, why is he attracted to going off into the desert and probably dying really soon? Everybody had a different answer, but that was my journey to talk to as many people as possible who were in that position.
Well, the part of this whole ISIS story that has confused me, and I haven't been able to find anybody to give me an answer for this, so maybe you're the guy, is I understand terrorism and I understand lone wolf terrorists, but this is much more organized than that. From what I have read, they have a magazine they publish. They have social media accounts. I mean, this seems like a very well-run organization, but yet at the same time, it seems like our government, the military, can't find like the nerve center of what this is. I mean, is this all that organized? I mean, how can they have a Twitter account and be using social media? How can they have a magazine? How can they be cutting payroll checks periodically to their fighters? How does all this happen, but yet they're sort of a ghost that we don't know, where they're at and how we can take them out with military armaments?
Jim, all of the observations you just made are correct. What's really extraordinary about this group is that, unlike these other types of destructive cults in the past or terrorist organizations, you look at Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was trying to bring down buildings, trying to blow stuff up, and sometimes it was successful. What really distinguishes the Islamic State, in addition to its theological purity, is that it's trying to build something up. They have this idealist, utopian view of what the world's going to be, and they've actually put a lot of effort into making a state that reflects those ideals. So in the Islamic State, in Syria and Iraq, they had, as you mentioned, a glossy magazine that they put out, a weekly newspaper. They would put out radio shows, TV shows of really the highest production quality. These were really slickly HD.
Wow, and they're also driving American-made vehicles in some of the videos I've seen.
They are using all modern technologies. They're using Twitter. They're using drones right now of their own manufacture. So they're able to do things that no other group with the same kind of ambition was able to do in the past, because they actually control territory. And that's because, in a way, we kind of let them. We left Iraq, and that meant that they had enough space where they could do things that Osama bin Laden in his wildest dreams would not have imagined.
So in order, for example, to print a magazine, there's a little bit involved in that. You have to have printing machines to do that. You've got to have technology to be able to do that. You've got to be able to get your hands on American-made vehicles, drones. You've got to manufacture those drones. it seems implausible that we don't know where these people are operating physically, that we could not go in there and wipe these people out. I mean, my goodness, this is the same government that if you don't pay your taxes, your money disappears from your bank account. But yet it looks like ISIS can move millions and millions of dollars around the world. And we have seemingly no way to track down even their money supply. I mean, could we not just cut off their money? I mean, to stop them from being able to pay their fighters. That would be the quickest way, I think, to end this. But it seems like they've mastered a way to move money around without us finding their money either. Is that right?
Some of it is because of the interconnectedness of the world today. So when you talk about the magazine, they do print it, but most of the copies are digital. So they can just send it out onto the World Wide Web, and all they need is a dedicated band of followers that will tweet out the link to as many people as possible, and then I can get it in the United States, and someone else can get it in Cairo, and it's everywhere. Now, there is stuff like money, though, or vehicles, that's a little bit more mysterious. But even for that, there's, in the end, a pretty clear answer. With money, most of their money just comes from taxing normal mercantile financial activity in the Islamic State. One of the aspects of actually controlling a state is that they've got people who are fruit salesmen, people who are trading goods, people who are smuggling oil. And when they do that, they bring in money. And if we, the U.S., tried to stop them from doing that, the only way we could really do it would be to blockade them, actually cut them off from the world. And we can't do that. It would be a war crime. It's just something that we've decided as humanity not to do anymore, like have a siege of Leningrad type of situation where civilians no longer get any food. We could do that, and we would definitely succeed in destroying the Islamic State, but we've decided that that's just inhumane, so we don't.
Now, you've alluded to it a couple of times. I want to ask you this question directly. The quote-unquote vacuum that was left after the Iraq War, Barack Obama pulling out more troops than what many thought he should have pulled out, and many of those sort of disaffected individuals who kind of had nothing else to do. They were leftover soldiers from Saddam Hussein. Was that the seed in your mind? Was that the seed that started all this?
I think the story of ISIS has to begin a little bit before that. But by the time Obama comes around, I remember this moment vividly where pretty much everybody, I'm talking about conservatives, liberals, we wanted out of Iraq. It had been so costly for our countrymen and for our tax dollars. And Obama, sure enough, we left. And there were consequences to that because, yeah, that's when ISIS really started, when they had the space to operate.
All right, another break. When we come back, we'll talk about that a little bit more. We'll also get into some of these individual examples of people that are giving up everything to join ISIS. Why in the world are they doing this? How are they recruiting these people? More with our special guest, Graham Wood. Stay tuned.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
It continues to be a bestseller because it's so fascinating to take a look at the people that are actually joining ISIS. What motivates them? What's the backstory of these people? And how did they get involved with ISIS? Fascinating book, The Way of the Strangers, Encounters with the Islamic State. Graham Wood is our guest. And you were talking before the break about the beginnings of ISIS. We've got a lot of people emailing questions, and we're going to give out the phone number right now, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. For those that want to jump on board with a question, 877-317-6432, or your question by email. Many, many emails already coming in. Remember, always put your city in the subject line so we know where you're listening. Jim@ChristianMoney.com is the email, Jim@ChristianMoney.com. So right before the break, Graham, we were talking about the beginnings of ISIS, and it was partly related to, I think you agreed, to what happened after the Iraq War, but you suggest maybe it even started before that. But someone is asking here about what is a pretty well-circulated conspiracy theory that at some point the United States actually funded ISIS with the purpose of helping the Syrian, freedom fighters, that we thought we were doing a good thing, and we put money into this, and it ended up falling into the wrong hands. We lost control of these folks, and then they became ISIS. Any shred of truth to any of that?
There's the shred of truth. It's not the intention, though, that's correct. So when we say that some of the funds, some of the weapons got to ISIS, that is true. That there were weapons that were bought with U.S. money that went across the border with the purpose of destabilizing the regime of Bashar al-Assad, and that money got into the hands of ISIS. Not in large amounts, but of course it happened. And this is what happens when you have chaotic environments of civil war, is eventually some people are going to plunder other people's stuff. And that means that there's going to be a rocket with a U.S. serial number on it in ISIS.
Wow. But it wasn't given directly to ISIS. It was intended to go to the freedom fighters there in Syria, the rebels there, and then it got to ISIS that way. Okay, so here, this is from Dallas, Texas. Great question. Are we winning or losing the war against ISIS? It seems like we're not hearing as much about ISIS. There seemed to be maybe about a year ago, sort of this tipping point where it was like, wow, they're actually beating us. They're growing and they're doing all these things. It seems a lot quieter now. We're certainly past the whole JV team comment of former President Obama, but things seem to be a lot quieter in the news about ISIS. Have we started winning physically the military war against them?
We have. In the last year, we have gone from kind of shaking in our boots a little bit. ISIS was taking over big cities in Iraq, and it wasn't clear where they were going to stop, to the point now where we've retaken a huge amount of territory from ISIS. Somewhere around 70% of the territory that they once controlled is now controlled by someone else, usually by the Iraqi military. And we are almost halfway through taking back their largest city, which is the city of Mosul. One, the eastern side of the river is retaken. The western side will fall eventually. So, yeah, we're on the right track.
All right. Email from Chicago. They want you to talk about the Fort Hood shooter. Now, these are the kinds of interesting stories in your book, because this is an individual who is actually serving in our military. Was it officially determined that he was part of ISIS or was influenced by ISIS?
No, he was definitely not part of ISIS, and we know that because ISIS didn't exist at that point. There was a precursor organization in Iraq that he wasn't part of. So this guy, this kind of loathsome individual named Major Nidal Hassan, was influenced by an American. He was influenced by Anwar al-Awlaki, who had hidden out in Yemen and was telling people who would listen that they should attack in the United States. He took that call to heart and attacked, but it wasn't on ISIS's behalf. It was probably more like al-Qaeda. And, it sounds confusing in some ways, but I go into it in some depth in the book, describing how, these are all jihadist groups, but often they're at each other's throats, and that includes ISIS and al-Qaeda. So we don't even know whether if Nidal Hassan were a free man today, he would be trying to get to Syria, or whether he'd be with al-Qaeda. But he definitely just wanted to kill some Americans back a few years ago.
Again, another email from Chicago. Great question here. San Bernardino, Orlando, those two events, those are interesting to me because those are individuals living here in the U.S. who appear to have been converted by way of just the internet. Is that your understanding of those two cases? Would those be more emblematic of the kinds of backstories that you share in your book?
Yes, those are exactly the type of people who interest me and who make me a bit afraid about what might happen next. These are, let's be clear, we're talking about American citizens of Pakistani descent in one case and Afghan descent in the other, but born, raised in the United States, who somehow get this bug in their mind that says that the way that to practice their religion is by killing a bunch of people. So what I've tried to do is find the people who are kind of on the margins of this movement, who have been partially persuaded and are ready to go the next few steps, and find out how originally did they get infected with this horrible idea, and why, what it actually consists of, what are these beliefs? I'm sorry I didn't get to either of these guys who attacked.
And is it the chicken or the egg first? Do they become, do they convert to the Islamic faith and then they become radicalized, or do they become radicalized and then become involved with the faith?
Jim, that's a great question. In both of the cases of San Bernardino and in Orlando, these were people who were Muslim from birth, but at some point they did experience what we could only really call a conversion. And it was usually after a lot of problems in their lives where they got to a point where they're looking around for something that would be more fulfilling than whatever they had failed at before, and they decide, aha, this is it. It's going to be a particular version of Islam where I can be a hero instead of the kind of schlubby loser that I had been before.
And so that's when they become sort of the true believer and go to the next level. Miami, Florida has a question here, which is really fascinating. They're getting into a lot of things here. I'll just paraphrase. The media not being willing to use the phrase Islamic terror, Barack Obama not being willing to use the phrase Islamic terror, and this whole politically correct environment where you see your neighbor building bombs, but you don't want to say anything because maybe he's really building a remote control car with his kid, and you're misunderstanding what's going on. How much of this is because of political correctness, bottom line, and our inability to say those words, Islamic terror?
I think we need to realize that these aren't magic words. If we just say the words, it's not going to do anything. But the fact is that it is Islamic terror. What we need to be able to do is look this kind of thing in the eye and talk about Islam with the same terms that we would use to talk about any religion, Christianity, Judaism, and realize that Islam can be a whole bunch of things, just like Christianity, where there can be people who are real goons who claim to be acting because of Islam, and there can be people who can be, you know, more virtuous than myself who claim also to be inspired by their religion. Instead, we had this view for a while, and I hope it's changing, that we can't talk about Islam unless it's in a really positive way. And what we're constantly afraid of saying Islamic terror because of what people might think about our views about Islam in general. That needs to go away, and we need to feel like if we want to call something in, we can do so in a sensible way and describe it as what it is.
All right, in our final segment, a lot of questions still coming in. Jim@ChristianMoney.com. Somebody wants to ask about the Council on American-Islamic Relations. A lot more to come. The Way of the Strangers, Encounters with the Islamic State. Our guest is Graham Wood. We'll be back after this. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Folks, be sure you get this book because we're just really scratching the surface here. There's so much more. The Way of the Strangers, Encounters with the Islamic State. Graeme Wood is with us. His name is spelled G-R-A-E-M-E. Graeme Wood, and you can find this over at Amazon. If you also do a Google search on his name, you'll find a lot of his other articles that he's written on other topics other than just this topic. But let's get back to all these questions coming in. A last chance for callers, 877-317-6432, or questions by email. And we'll go to callers first. So if you want to call right now, you can jump to the head of the line, 877-317-6432, or email jim@christianmoney.com. Okay, somebody wants you to talk about here, CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. They want you to talk about that. They want to know if it's mentioned in your book. Do you think they're to blame for any of this U.S. Recruitment?
Well, I don't mention them in the book. I think CARE positions itself as a spokesman or advocacy or civil rights even organization for Muslims. And sometimes it does good work. Sometimes Muslims really are given a raw deal and they step in. But other times they advocate, what a type of Islam that is more stringent and more conservative than a lot of Muslims would like. And in that sense, they're buying into some of the dangerous beliefs about Islam, which is that Muslims can't be from the whole spectrum of political opinions and social opinions as the rest of us, when in fact they can.
Now, during the campaign, Trump had said he wanted to get together with the top tech people in the country if he became president and figure out a way to block these folks from using social media and the internet. And people laughed at him, but then he did get together with the top tech people. And then apparently thousands and thousands of these accounts were closed. Somebody from San Francisco emailing here, they want to know, how can ISIS have social media accounts? In fact, I was just doing a Google search during the break, and I found one article that claims that most of the recruiting here in the U.S. is done by way of Twitter. They also say that ISIS has over 46,000 Twitter accounts. What are they doing with social media, and how can they have these accounts if they're using them like this?
It's a swarming approach, I would describe it. What they do is they open huge numbers of accounts robotically, and they use those accounts to amplify their message. So there's a certain number of official press releases that they give out per day, news stories, videos, and once one goes out, every one of those accounts will amplify it. Now, what you've been able to see in trying to shut those down is a much more concerted approach by Twitter and Facebook to find the accounts and just nuke them, get rid of them, block their IP addresses in some cases, and that's had some effect. But really what they've done is just go to other platforms that are offshore, that are in Russia, that are in Germany, Poland, where they don't have the resources to keep on hunting for ISIS people. And so they have their own little playground there, and they can talk to each other and keep on amplifying the propaganda.
Well, and the other thing, too, that I noticed is the use of hashtags, which then centralizes comments, and it really wouldn't matter which Twitter account it came from. If you're using a certain given hashtag, then people that go to that hashtag are going to get that information. So what we're really talking about here is, can we cut off information? And we probably can't, but we can, you know, certainly, I think what people might have thought, including myself, was that there was like one Twitter account, like Madonna has a Twitter account, that ISIS has a Twitter account. You know, there's a picture of their leader there, and he tells you what he had for lunch. Then he tells you to go out and kill people.
That's not how it works. I've been trying to follow these people online for years now, and it probably takes a couple days before the average Twitter account gets shut down, but then it comes right back up somewhere else. So you can see people who are ISIS supporters. They'll actually brag about how many times their accounts have been deactivated. I think one of them's up to about 700 times at this point. So as soon as you get one gone, then another one respawns.
All right, another question from Dallas, Texas. Two questions are fascinating. They want to know, in your book, did you determine that there was a profile by way of an age group? We talked about it earlier, the idea of comparing this to recruiting into a cult. You always think of sort of the younger college age person as being the target. They want to know what the age group is, and they also want to know about Bitcoin and the Silk Road. Is any of the movement of money of ISIS maybe by way of Bitcoin?
That's a fascinating question, the Bitcoin question. I've never seen ISIS use it, and I'd be very excited to see it because I'm very interested in Bitcoin myself. About the age demographic, it's definitely a young man and young woman's game. You see people who are in their 20s who want to go over there. That's largely just a function of it being a war. That's the age group of people who are ready to fight. But I've seen people who are in their 70s head over there, people as young as age one being brought by their parents and grandparents, too. And since the correspondent there is from Dallas, Texas, my hometown, I should add that there's even one, the most powerful American in the Islamic State, who is from Dallas, Texas, a 33-year-old guy who made it over there in 2015 and is now one of the leading contributors to that magazine we talked about earlier called Dabiq, the main propaganda outlet of the Islamic State.
But he's probably not eating that famous barbecue pork over there.
There are downsides to being in the Islamic State.
Yeah, exactly.
Barbecue is probably one of them.
You miss out on that. Okay, so is there a template? Let's as we close out here, is there a template, you know, for example, you join an MLM organization, then you go off to the annual conference and you come back all fired up trying to sign all your friends up for this business opportunity. Is there a template that they're like a system, if you will, that our government could say, okay, there they go. They're now on a flight to wherever to get their training up. Now they're back and now they're doing the step four and step five. And now they're going to be someone we've got to really keep a close eye on. Is there a system or is it just, shotgun that there's no real step-by-step process by which these people are taken from being just an everyday citizen here in the U.S. or a resident here of the U.S. to becoming someone that is dangerous?
I wish it were as simple as one template. For my book, The Way of the Strangers, I would sit across from people, have coffee and tea with them, and more or less challenge them to try to get me into their cult. I'd say, recruit me. Tell me what you do. And there are specific ways that they would come at me, and they would say, look, do you feel satisfied in your life? Do you feel like you've got the most out of this world? Do you think there might be something beyond this world that you would be hankering for?
Are you not very excited on Monday mornings when you get up to go to your job?
Exactly. That's the kind of dissatisfaction that they would key into.
Sounds like a Tony Robbins pitch.
It has a lot in common with that. And then eventually they propose what the answer might be, that actually there is a group on Earth that has some answers and that you can go to and your life will be short, but it will be glorious and there will be a reward in the hereafter. So that the pitch often sounds very similar. Now, when they actually dispatch someone to go back as an attacker, then it's carefully tailored to the situation. They're much, much more sly about how they do it, and I think undetectable through the normal means. You have to really look carefully to see someone who's coming back at you.
Okay, Jacksonville, Florida, another fantastic question here. You so many times hear, Graham, this idea that someone that does something that the FBI had been watching them, you know, for some period of time, like a year or two, they've been on the list, whatever that list is. And apparently what we then hear is, yeah, but there's maybe 5,000 people or 10,000 people on that list, and they can't really watch all of them 24 hours a day. Do you know anything about these dossiers or these lists that our government has and how they're actually keeping track of these people and how many people are on those lists?
I don't know how many dossiers there are out there. It is remarkable how often we find out that someone has at some point been under surveillance. It's also interesting to see what the people what the FBI has spotted during that surveillance. And usually it's this guy was mean, he was a creep, but he wasn't doing anything illegal. And that's really the problem, is that we live in a free country where you're allowed to be mean, you're allowed to be a creep, you're even allowed to have odious opinions. It's just, how can you stop the person before he goes into the nightclub and kills 49 people if his only prior sin is having legally bought a weapon and having been an odious person? There's no way to do it. So
final question here is, have you faced any threats for writing this book? It sounds like you tried to be fair. So someone that's reasonable would say, well, this guy was interested in the backstories and went out and got them. But clearly, you're not advocating for ISIS. So did the ISIS folks, the true believers, say, hey, if you publish this book, we're coming after you? Have you faced any threats?
No, I have faced no threats at all. In fact, I would start the interviews with people by saying, you're my enemy and you know it, but I'm going to tell the truth about what you say. And in fact, some of them have come back at me and said, you were honest. That's the most we could ever hope for from you. So we see you again.
It sounds like you're a fair guy, and we appreciate you being with us tonight. Graham Wood, The Way of the Strangers, Encounters with the Islamic State. Grab it on Amazon. If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. Talk to you next week. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.